As economic uncertainty continues to loom over BC, the provincial unemployment reached 6% in January 2025. Figures from Statistics Canada released Friday, February 7, show HAT BC's unemployment rate rose by 0.1 compared to December 2025. More people gained employment, but more were also looking for work. Compared to the same time last year, BC's unemployment has risen by 0.7% with the trendline heading upwards. For the past 6 months, provincial unemployment has hovered just below or at 6%, including September 2024. The provincial unemployment rate last exceeded 6% in September 2021 when it hit 6.2% on the way down from the COVID-19 high of 14% in May 2020. BC, however, has been doing better than Canada as a whole, and the latest January figures continue that trend. The national unemployment rate sitting at 6.6%, which was down 0.1% from the month before. BC's unemployment rate is also lower than neighboring Alberta's, 6.7%, and Ontario's, 7.6%, but higher than Quebec, 5.4%. Which is tied with Saskatchewan for the lowest unemployment rate among provinces. Jobs in the professional, scientific and technical services gained the most with 9,800. The health and social assistance sector lost 10,100 jobs. The figures reflect statistics collected before current U.S. President Donald Trump had threatened, then paused for 30 days, the imposition of tariffs worth 25% on all Canadian goods. But these potential tariffs have shaped the political interpretations of the latest figures. BC Jobs Minister Diane Gibson said global uncertainty they caused threatened gains of 10,300 private sector jobs in January. She also pointed to figures that show BC gained 8,700 manufacturing jobs, 6,100 retail jobs and 5,200 construction jobs. "That's why we're taking action to defend BC jobs in the face of this threat," Gibson said in a statement. She specifically pointed to her meeting last month with her provincial counterparts discussing ways to break down barriers between provinces. "Right now, the provinces have conflicting regulations and rules, causing barriers to trade across the country," she said. She also used the occasion to highlight the fast-tracking of various projects now and defend her government's record on creating private sector jobs, noting that BC has gained 178,900 private sector jobs since July 2017. Conservative MLA Gavin Du, Kelowna Mission, who shadows Gibson's ministry for his party, said the latest figures for January expose government's failure to grow the economy. While BC added 23,000 jobs in January, unemployment still rose to 6%, proving that job creation is not keeping pace with population growth, Du said. He also accused government of not doing enough to support private sector growth, echoing a July 2024 report from the Business Council of British Columbia written by Chief Economist and Senior Vice President Ken Peacock. That report finds that jobs in the private sector have grown at an average annual rate of 0.6% over the past 2 years, the slowest of any class of worker in any province. It adds that the number of employees in BC's public sector has grown by an average annual rate of 5.2%, so 9 times faster, according to the report. BC recently signaled a greater focus on cutting regulations, while temporarily pausing external hiring for public service positions with exceptions for critical and frontline positions, among others. That move, announced in late 2024, acknowledges a constrained fiscal situation, in asking ministries to review all staffing requirements and evaluate all existing competitions based on whether they fit within the temporary hiring pause parameters.